Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from those TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way, folks, tire buying should be. All right, we got a big hour for you tonight. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. That's at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, Trash Talking Tuesday, your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, even Rob and me, if you so choose. Come correct, come strong, you come weak, we'll let you know. Rob, who did you trash today on Deadspin?
Dodger manager Dave Roberts, Chris, for just guaranteeing that the Dodgers would win the World Series. And as we know, they couldn't get out of the National League Division Series, the first round that they played in, because they had a bye during the wild card, and they lost 3 games to 1 to the Padres. So I just thought it was unnecessary. That team has the biggest payroll, Chris. Some people think of the Dodgers now as the evil empire, you know, because they have the biggest
like
payroll.
The Yankees. It's certainly Yankees East West. That's
right.
For sure.
I mean, they spend money.
Right.
And as you know, they're turning out to be like the Atlanta Braves of the 90s. They've won the division like 9 out of 10 years, the
yep.
West. They've
they
had
really
good
are
teams.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
And they've got one championship.
They haven't gone as long as the Braves went, but yeah, they are.
And that one, Chris, was the 60. Game season
right
in the bubble. That's the only one that they won. I'm not
yep.
knocking it, but that's the only championship they won.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. Let me ask, was he under duress or was he asked a question? You know, were people riding him about, and I don't mean the reporters, but, you know, at that time, I can't remember, was the public in L.A. riding him for not winning more? You know what I mean? Like, what possessed Roberts to make a guarantee?
I don't know. And, Chris, you know, going into the playoffs against the Padres, with their pitching being questionable, writers asked him, do you want to get off the hook? Because you got some injuries, you know what I mean? Do you want to take it back? And guess what he said? No. I'm sticking with it. He got a chance to say.
It's hard at that point, right? Yeah. Don't you think he probably.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess you can try to say, look, injuries.
Right.
I mean,
but then
yeah,
it would sound like he doesn't have confidence
in
his team.
Right. And you know that would have spread. You. I know you and reporters of your ilk and mine.
You already know.
We would have went to, hey, Dave Roberts took back his guarantee. What do you
think? He doesn't believe in the Dodgers. You could see that column on Deadspin.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. So, yeah, I get it. I just don't think there's no reason to put your foot in your mouth like that. Even if you end up winning it, winning it is enough, right?
Right. And you don't need to
add a guarantee on there, right? You get the glory for winning it. So, yeah. But it is what it is. All right, Rob, let's go to the NFL. Last night we watched. They've had a lot of primetime games. Everybody's talked about the Thursday night NFL games that have been bad. Man, last night it ended up being close. So that was good. But the Chargers and the Broncos, two teams that I and many people thought would be, Rob, among the best in the league. And the Chargers are 4-2 somehow. They don't look great.
But they don't look good, yeah.
No, they don't look very good at all. But they're 4-2. But the Broncos, 2-4, lost three straight now. Last night, 19-16 in overtime. I mean, that's how low scoring it was. And the Chargers don't have a great defense. The Broncos do. But the Chargers don't. And Russell Wilson, Rob, I mean, if this continues, this is one of the most stunning falls from grace in recent memory. I mean, we talk about Peyton Manning the year before he fell off. They ended up winning the Super Bowl when he was in, you know, his worst season at the end of his career's last year. But the year before, Robbie had put up some good numbers, really nice numbers, and it just hit him quickly. But Peyton Manning was 39 years old. Russell Wilson is 33. He'll be 34 in November, but he's 33 right now, Rob. No one, least of all, the Denver Broncos, who gave him that huge contract a few weeks ago, expected him to perform this poorly. Look, he's a bit banged up, the shoulder, now hamstring. He's in a new system. His coach is a rookie coach who's having his own struggles.
Remember, they had to hire somebody after week one. Wasn't it? They had to hire somebody to
manage the games. Yeah. So it's not ideal. Lost, you know, Tim Patrick, the receiver's out. But still, this is worse than I think even his biggest distractors could have predicted for Russell Wilson. And do you think, I asked Ephraim Salam this, do you think he's washed?
Chris, he had 15, he started out the game 10 for 10, correct? Passing the ball.
That was his clear, by far, his best quarter of the season.
Right.
10 for 10, and they led him on two scoring drives. They were up
10-0. And then, Chris, he went to throw for 15 yards.
That's almost like you wouldn't believe it.
He threw for 15 yards after that? Isn't that what the number was? Am I misrepresenting it?
No, 15. No. The second quarter, he was not as bad. But, yeah, second half and overtime, he had 15 yards.
15 passing yards.
75 or something like that in the first half.
Okay. It was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever seen. And people in Seattle have been murmuring about this for a while, Chris. We saw him 2020 season pandemic when he was throwing for all those yards. Remember, after week six, he was MVP.
Yeah.
Remember all that?
He was. He was.
He was cooking, yep. But they weren't winning.
Right. Right.
Oh, Phillies are on the board. Somebody just went deep. Oh, Bryce Harper, Chris. Man. He's a stud, Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper. I've always liked Bryce, and I'm glad to see him. Because you remember, like you said, they won it without him, the Washington
right.
Nationals.
But he's a good player. And, I mean, like.
Yeah, and he had been up and down a few years.
But he won the MVP last year.
Yep. Now and Chris, he's this really is playing well. He's making his, I mean, he probably will be a Hall of Famer.
And he went the opposite field off of Hugh Darvish batting left-handed. He hit the ball out of the park to left field.
Darvish.
Big home run.
Like you said, has been pitching well.
And Darvish was pitching great. He had six strikeouts through the first three
boys are in
innings.
Trouble.
No, it's only one run. Okay. But anyway, I'm worried about him, Chris. I want to say that I don't believe he's going to return to that form. I mean, I get there's a new coach. You're trying to get comfortable, but what I'm watching doesn't make – I get it. You know, you're trying to figure out a new system. He doesn't look the same to me, and I can't put my finger on what's different or whatever, but he doesn't look like the Russell Wilson who was going to the Super Bowls, who was with the – he looks like somebody different, and you just said it. He's not old, Chris.
No.
And they just signed him to a big contract for a lot of years and a lot of money.
Rob G, how much was it? Was it 245? It wasn't all guaranteed, but was it two? I think 165 was guaranteed. I think it was 235 for 5 years, but 165 guaranteed. Rob G, let us know the exact numbers. But look, Rob, and I like Russ,
but Chris, you're watching what I'm watching.
He looks god awful. I mean,
awful.
He looks darn near like freaking Justin Fields. I mean, not quite that bad, but he looks bad. He looks like a bottom six quarterback. It's been bad. So, Rob G, what is the contract?
5 years, $245 million, including $165 million guaranteed.
Right.
Yeah, so that's $235, you said? Or
$245.
$245, right. If this, and Nick Wright is just drilling this on First Things First, because you know I kind of stand up for Russ on that show, but Rob, if he doesn't improve, and it's not even about getting back to what he was, it's about getting back to being like an above average starting quarterback, you know, like being a franchise quarterback again. I mean, I think they would take that. You'd hate to have given him that money, but at this point he don't even look like that. Now they're throwing a lot of short passes, which I don't know that he was used to in Seattle. He's not throwing deep as much. But it's a new system. I mean, I get all that. You're not comfortable. But this is atrocious. And if it does continue, Rob, it'll go down as a horrific trade for the Denver Broncos. And
well, let me say this. We heard people from Seattle going like, well, you know, we've been watching them a little closer than you guys have. Like, I remember that. Don't you remember people were like, yeah, you guys all think
I thought he was good. I mean, at the end of last year, 25, he ended with, I think, 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, which are, you know, obviously good numbers. Remember, the last, like, 4 or 5 games, he was really strong. And so it looked like he was, you know, playing fine. But this is bad. And here's what I'll say, Rob. I mean, we've always referred to him, you know, the last few years as a future Hall of Famer. Is it possible? Could he play his way out of that? I mean, if he continues to play like this or maybe just a little better for the next 2 or 3 years, I think it is, actually.
He's got to do a little bit more. They did win. He went to 2, Chris, which is great, right? He went to 2. Did throw that game losing pick. In the second one, but I don't think he could just fall off the map. You remember?
No,
You even talked about, okay, Stafford has all those numbers. Stafford won the Super Bowl, Chris. Remember you said he's got to play well this year, like right away, ain't nobody thinking about Matthew Stafford right now. Am I right? In the Hall of Fame.
And look, Wilson's been better than Stafford.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but numbers-wise, like how you look,
Right.
The thing Wilson, like Stafford has to build, and so does Wilson still have to keep building, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think Wilson, like, if he retired today or something like that, he'd be a Hall of Famer. He's a 9-time Pro Bowl. And Rob, that might save him even if he continues to struggle. You know, he's a nine-time Pro Bowler. But the Pro Bowl, and I respect the Pro Bowl, but, you know, we know that.
It's Matt Jones made the All-Pro.
And he's probably never, I don't think Russ has ever been All-Pro, which is, look, Brady was only first-team All-Pro 3 times, I think.
Right. It's hard because it's hard.
It's one spot, or maybe two?
It's three, but first team is what people look at. Right. It's first team, and then you remember, because remember the year was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Kyler Murray. You remember those were the three, Chris?
Yeah, and Brady's been offered. Now, Pro Football Reference only lists when you were first team.
Right, Brady's first team All-Pro three times.
So how many times, it's hard.
Can you look it up real quick? How many times has Aaron Rodgers been first time?
I'm going to guess four.
Because he's won four MVPs, right?
Four-time All-Pro. Yeah, he's won, I think, four MVPs.
No, four.
Right, so those were probably the years. Yeah, where he was All Pro. But no, it's difficult. Absolutely. And that's in that interesting that the GOAT, who most people think of as the GOAT, was only 3-time All Pro.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, Kevin Durant, Rob G, was that what? Do you know what podcast Durant? Yeah, he was on his own podcast, et cetera, talking about Russell Westbrook and all the criticism that this future Hall of Famer has taken and is still taking at this moment. Here's what he had to say.
Understand that at certain points where you don't play well, and you are open to criticism when you don't play well. We get that, but it's like now you're making him the butt of your jokes now. It's like it's going to a point where it's like, all right, I get the criticism for what he did that night, but now it's starting to reach a different level of some that I don't understand right now. So hopefully you just keep hooping and block all that noise out and prove to everybody that, you know, they wrong about how they feel about this game and they mesh over there in L.A. But when we play them, I hope they play. But I hope all that stuff works out, because I hate how they talk. The dialogue around our game is just so toxic at this point. Now, I get criticism, but it's starting to turn into something else.
First of all, do you think he's sincere about Russ, Rob, his former teammate?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question,
really?
Chris.
I think he is, but that's interesting. You think? Yeah. I think it's
more about him. To be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
By
criticizing like what goes on and it's toxic. Well, it was toxic about him too. You know what I mean? So
I'm being
critical of the masses and social media and what goes on, because they did it to me too. Woe is Russ. It's so sad.
Russ,
you know what I mean? Yeah. That's a way of doing it and getting a message out there without saying,
yeah,
look at how they beat me up.
Right. Nah, that's a great point. I think you make a good point. I do think he's sincere about Russ. I don't think he's crying tears over it, right? But I think they're friendly, I assume. Obviously, they played together for, I believe, 9 years, went to a finals, had a lot of success. So I think he respects Russ's accomplishments and what he's done, and they know he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I think he's sincere in that. But you make a great point, and that's what I wanted to hit on, was his comment that the dialogue around the game is toxic. And I think it is. I agree with him, Rob. But here's what I would say. It's not just the dialogue around basketball or even the dialogue around sports. The dialogue in America in general has become toxic. I mean, politically, it don't get any more toxic than that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just interject this point about the politics, because I agree with that. There used to be a time where I could say, and I'm just throwing out any name, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say a name. President X, Chris.
Right.
I'm not into his policies. He's in the other party that I don't vote for, whatever. But I didn't hate the guy. You know what I mean? I just didn't.
You weren't going to get canceled for saying you liked him or disliked him.
Right. And just like, okay, I'm not feeling his policies and what he's about or what he's doing with the country or where we're headed. But that's fine. He's the president. I respect the office, right? More so than us about the person and whatnot. And I just think I agree that because everybody can have an opinion and make it public, that we've gone.
And see,
a
you
little,
hit it.
Yeah.
You just hit it on the head. It's social. I'm not blank. Like, we all use social media, and it can, like most things, it can be used for good or bad. But Rob, it's social media. A lot of people who look at debate shows, even like this, maybe they consider this kind of a, you know, we got an edge
we
to
debate.
Us. We're not afraid to say what we want to say and debate and be critical. But, you know, whether it's this or whether it's a TV show like First Take or Undisputed or even First Things First, and I'm on, you know, people might look at stuff like that. But, Rob, I would say, and I think obviously that can, obviously guys are critical and guys have strong opinions. But I would argue, Rob, it's even more so just the social media. And that what you just said, everybody has a voice. Years ago, it was only a handful of people with a voice.
And Chris, a handful of either, and think back to when we started in the business, there are two columnists for every paper in the country.
And they were pretty much the only one, maybe a couple radio guys.
And maybe there was a radio show or something, but it wasn't 24 hours.
Right.
When I was growing up, there was no 24-hour sports station.
Absolutely.
There was a Sunday night radio sports show you could listen to, like once a week.
Yep.
That's what it was. So you didn't have a constant pounding and hearing it every day. That's what it is.
Right. And you imagine, I mean, you can't get 10 people to agree. So you got 300 million with a voice, right? I mean, that's what it is. And particularly for a guy like Kevin Durant, who is on social media all the time. I mean, we know he hears about what's said about him on TV or radio, and I'm sure he watches some. But I bet, Rob, more so he's seeing social media, what people are tweeting, what people are saying on Instagram or whatever. And everybody, there's a meme about everybody. There's, you know, you're in your comments, right? What guys are saying. That's what's made it toxic. So I would just, he wanted to focus on basketball, and that may play into what you're saying about that's really the point he wanted to get out. But I would just say to Kevin Durant, man, look, it's America now because of the new technology.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and the Breeders' Cup World Championships are coming to iconic Keeneland November 4th and 5th. Do not miss the world's best thoroughbreds as they race for their share of $31 million in purses and awards. Visit BreedersCup.com to watch all the action live on November 4th and 5th. It's time for Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
I'll break it down for you real quick, just in case this is the first time you've heard it. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you're the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, they're the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Ravens blew another double-digit lead as they lost to the Giants on Sunday. But today, they add an offensive weapon, DeSean Jackson, to help Lamar Jackson out. Chris. Trolling or rolling, DeSean Jackson, who I actually saw 2 weeks ago at a high school football game, will be an impact player for the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going to troll it.
Oh, man. Look, I get
that his speed, you know, you still have to respect his speed, whatever it is at this point. But I just think that he'd have been in the league if he was that valuable. Everybody knows how fast he is. Everybody knows about his highlights and his great, you know, moments in this league. And so I think somebody would have had him if he was really going to able to do damage in the NFL right now. So, no, I don't think he'll have much of an impact.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Only from this standpoint that they do have to respect him, and that could open up some things for some other people. So I'm with you, Chris. I'm not saying he's going to set the world on fire or anything like that. But I think if he's out there and he's running routes and you think, you know, you can just leave him open or you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and he breaks one, I think that'll change a lot of things if he can show that he can still do that.
Trolling and Rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. The NFL had league meetings today, and roughing the passer calls were the subject of healthy and spirited conversation. Troy Vincent said, quote, "Everyone knows if your quarterback is not healthy, you don't have a chance to win. We're not going to back off of protecting the quarterback." Trolling and Rolling, the league saying they're protecting the quarterback.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I think they are in their own way. You know, they're definitely protecting him in my view. I hope that doesn't mean that they're going to have these ridiculous roughing the passer calls. I hope it just means, look, you know, even though he didn't come out and say it, we know we've gotten a few wrong lately, but we are going to continue, and we'll get that righted, but we are going to continue to protect the quarterback. So I'm rolling with it. And hopefully it's just more consistent and accurate.
I'm with Chris. I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
The NFL has always been about protecting the quarterback. We saw it in the grass. They'll do whatever they have to keep people off the quarterback because that's the bread and butter. They want the quarterbacks to be healthy, so I'm rolling with it.
Trolling and Rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. The Broncos and the Raiders both off the slow start a third way through the year. The Chargers are banged up, and the Chiefs just lost to the Bills. Meanwhile, the Patriots have won by 20 in back-to-back weeks with a backup quarterback, Tua's coming back for the Dolphins this week. And like I just said, the Bills beat the Chiefs. Trolling or rolling, the AFC East gets more teams in the playoffs than the AFC West.
Wow. That's a good question.
Every time I get a wow out of Broussard, I feel like I just hit one out the park.
That's a good one. I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
But here's the thing. I think I'm a troll it. I'm trolling it.
Hey.
I do think they'll get two, but I think that the AFC West will get at least two as well. It might be the Chargers right now, it's looking like. So I think it'll be even. I don't think they get three, and so I don't think they get more. Maybe the same.
I'm with you. I'm trolling. We got a ways to go, and some of those teams got a little mirage going. I'm not buying into it that three teams are coming out of the AFC least. I just don't see it. So good try, but we're not buying it.
The team that might be the mirage, the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't think the AFC East get three teams in. I think the AFC West might get one.
And you know what's crazy? Well, Chris, earlier in this year, remember they were guaranteed to make the playoffs, the Chargers.
Right. I agree that right now they're a pretender, but I think they're in that group that could be a player that could make the playoffs. Because I think there's only three, really good teams in AFC. Kansas City, Buffalo, and maybe Miami with Tua. Maybe. But I think the Baltimore's, the Cincinnati's, the Chargers, those are teams that, you know, they could prove over the next month and a half, 2 months, that they still are a good team. So, it's just like that. All right, that's our man Martin Weiss, trolling or rolling. Thank you, brother.
All right, Fox Sports Radio, Saturday, 7 to 10. That's your boy and me and BJ Hussey.
Yes, that's right. Check them out.
One of these days, you'll have us on as a guest. You know what I'm saying? When we're slumming on a Saturday.
Trash Talking Tuesday is next. All you disgruntled sports fans, call in and trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
Next. I'm the poo-poo king.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we are live. Chris and Rob, the iCouple from the TireRack.com studios. Your turn to trash talk. It's Trash Talking Tuesday now.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with a little trash talking on this Tuesday. Let's start with Rick in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Rick?
What's up, my brothers? How you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm going to trash those cheating Houston Astros.
Yes.
We're coming for you. My Yankees are coming for you cheaters. And we're going to get revenge from 2017. And you know what, guys? If a manager could check a pitcher's ears, well, if I'm Aaron Boone, when Breckman and Altuve come to bat for the first time, I have the umpire check their jerseys for microphones. So, you know what? Cheating Astros, we're coming for you. Yankees in six, if Aaron Boone doesn't blow it by mismanaging his bullpen. Have a good night, my brothers.
Wow. All right, Rick. Appreciate you.
Transistor radios.
Yes, transistors. You remember that? My goodness. 877-99 on Fox. Let's go with Obi in Los Angeles. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Obi, who you trashing?
I'm trashing myself.
For calling
for Lamar over Josh Allen. That was a bad call on my take. Not that I don't still love Lamar, but that was a bad take on my part. So I'm taking my lumps, eating my crow. That's all I wanted to say.
You probably trashed me in that, too. So give me my love!
That's right.
You got your love, sir. You got your love.
All good, Obi. Thank you, man. We appreciate
that's
you.
That's big of Obi.
It is.
That's big
trash
of Obi.
Himself.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't do that.
How about Mitch in New Jersey? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mitch?
What's up, fellas? I love to trash the whole Dodger organization, Freeman. But I think Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, losing to the New York teams. I know it was a neutral territory and at home to the Jets. Come on. I mean, I'm going to be seeing Daniels now for the next 5 years because he beat Aaron Rodgers.
There you go.
He's just
right.
Naming people he wanted to trash, right?
He had a plethora of people.
Right.
No doubt. How about Kevin in Culver City, our guy? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Kev, who you trashing?
What's going on? I got to trash Dave Roberts. You got Tyler Anderson dealing 5 innings, 84 pitches, and you're going to take him out and not at least see if he could come back in to keep this thing going. You got Machado, Soto coming up. You say you don't want to see him the third time around, but the whole thing is at least see. Manny Machado said we knew the door was open when they took him out. They had no answer for him. And right. Then when you won the World Series, you bought in Julio Urias out the bullpen. Why not just bring in Urias after Keeley didn't work or bring in Kershaw to get that one inning to get to Phillips if you're going to close him? Come on, Dave. Time after time, you take the guy out who's dealing, and that's why the momentum changed and the Dodgers didn't win. You got to leave Tyler Anderson in. Don't mess it up. Don't mess with it. He's a veteran. Come on, Dave. Get better.
All right.
Chris, Rob, the big question is it Dave?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's pulling the strings? We talked about it. I'm with you. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
I'm trashing anyone and everyone that put lighter fluid and read the NBA script of a LeBron Ramon James versus Michael Jeffrey Air Jordan debate. MJ came into the NBA after winning an NCAA championship as a freshman. NCAA All-American first team in both his sophomore and junior season after winning the Naismith and Wooden College Player of the Year awards in 1984. Won an Olympic gold medal. Was co-signed by Coach Bobby Knight as the best player he ever coached, most likely why Chicago's own Isaiah Zeke Thomas loathes MJ to this day. Michael Jordan's plus-minus of +1438 in his career is the highest compared to any other player in the NBA. It's never been close. Offensively, defensively, raw numbers, advanced numbers, the eye test, field goal percentage, win percentage, last-second winning shots, winning games and championships, every championship, college, Olympic, and NBA. Stop it and stop the cap.
Wow.
Hey, Rob, and you remember that 1984 when Bobby Knight coached the Olympic team. He didn't say Jordan was the best player he ever coached. He said he's the best player he'd ever seen.
Yep.
He hadn't even played an NBA game yet.
That was crazy. Matt, in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Matt?
I'm trashing Chris Broussard.
Uh-oh.
First of all, who cares if Alex is a vegan, half a vegan, occasionally eats meat? It doesn't matter. And also, on the Teicher's Tower of Trivia, if Rob wins, you always say, oh, there's collusion. Oh, Alex is helping him. Look, sometimes Rob just wins. Accept it.
My man.
My guy.
My man.
Is that it?
That was more than enough.
He's a nice guy. He didn't
applause.
Even. His heart
Thank
wasn't
you,
even
Matt.
In that.
Matt
his heart
Mark
wasn't
Sabre.
Even in it.
Call
Matt.
Back anytime.
It was. Anytime, Matt.
And
let's
well,
let's
you can tell
in.
He didn't want to trash me. I think one of y'all put him up to it.
Now, see, there you go.
Both
Chris.
Of
Kevin.
You.
Kevin in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Kev?
Yo, what up, fellas? I couldn't pass up the opportunity to blast any Dodger fan, any sucker Dodger fan trying to claim that the playoff system doesn't all of a sudden suit the needs to complement the best team of 111 wins. I don't want to hear it. Garbage, trash. Don't lose 3 games in a row to the Padres. End of story. Sit and watch from your house.
Yeah, Chris, because they're belly aching about the system now. You know, the Dodger fans, that it's not fair the way the playoffs is set up.
How are they saying it's not fair?
I don't know. They're just saying that.
They deserve to be trashed.
They won game one at home and they
system.
Lost 3 in a row.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense.
Rob, I told you. I mean, I don't think we determine the best team in baseball with the World Series. No. I think the only way to determine I think the only way to determine it is if you went back to old school and it was just the team with the best record in each league played in the World Series.
That's how it was done. Yep.
Right. Because it's just too volatile. All right, it's the Odd Couple signing off. Keep it like right here on Fox Sports Radio because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And them two bring heat.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.